1.
Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Loretta D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Lowe, a.k.a. Coach Lowe, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, my, my. We're just excited by being here tonight. We got a special show tonight. This is WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're so glad to have an opportunity to come before you. You know, if you want you to be, we want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And now, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you have that same opportunity to go to facebook.com, Dr. Lowe L. D'Alberto Smith. On Instagram, we are partners with 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated at Delta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And we're going to have an awesome time tonight because this is in a making. I call it a remaking of a very special show that we had called the Minister Shannon Show. So now we have the Shannon Show, which is equal up to the same thing. She's still ministress. We're going to make sure that's being recognized. So we want to make sure we take an opportunity to let this show go because, you know, it's celebration time. We're talking about truly, truly a birthday being celebrated. You know, I would say like 22. I think she's 22, but that might be my mistake. But we're going to say she's celebrating.
29.
She's 29. She's her birthday 29. So we're going to make sure we let everybody know she's 29. So, all right, fellas, get off the line. There's too many people on the line trying to get. But I'm just joking. But it's all good. But we're doing something special tonight. We have a room created. It's called the WBSW Internet Room. Where you get a chance to, on Facebook to be a part of the line. You can make a request. You can make a request and be invited, or you can make a request and I'll make sure I have you on the line. So it's all good. Again, we're being broadcast truly, truly to Blog Talk Radio. And this is an awesome time. Now, the question you may have, why should I check out the Shannon Show? First of all, the show offers real-life topics and discussions about what's going on in the world based on our neighborhood block by block. We're also excited about you going to the web link, which is Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can check us out on that. Again, back to that calling number. If you want to be a part of the show by calling in, I gave the number earlier. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then I'll ask you truly, truly to join us, and we're going to have an awesome time. All right, so, we're almost to that point. We're going to have the awesome, this crew to come in, but we're going to let Minister Shannon make sure she introduces them. But I want to say this last so we can move to our show entitled Show Me Your Love in 2022. That's the title of the show. We want you to truly, truly know that WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 21 countries. 21 countries. And we're so glad to be all over the world. We recently added Germany, France, Japan, and we're in the United Kingdom. So we're talking about a spread, a world. We're spreading all over the world. Now, without further ado, we have a very special person who's the host of this show. And I want to make sure I do it right. Like I said, she's a birthday girl. So she says, show me love. And we want to show her love by just being there. You don't have to do anything but call in, make sure you hook up, and make sure we hook up on Facebook. And you have an opportunity. I see several watchers on Facebook live right here. We're Facebook live in the room. We got waves. Then we're on Instagram as well. So we want to make sure we get Instagram going. And without further ado, we're going to turn the show over to Shannon. And Shannon, you will give all of the guests the cues that you want to give by. When you're talking, you introduce They won't be able to hear me on that end, but they have you. They can hear you. So let's make it do what it do. WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, The Shannon Show, a celebration of an awesome life as we move forward. On you, Shannon.
Hello, everyone. The hiatus is over. We have survived the pandemic. By God's grace, we have survived the pandemic. I know y'all have been missing me in this mouth, but I am back, and we're going to have a great show tonight. I've got some pastors and bishops here that's able to give y'all a little more than what I was normally giving you all. When I get on this show, because y'all know I give it to you raw. Sometimes a little raw than me, but I give it to you. I shoot it to you straight. But all in God's grace, all in God's goodness, I'm so excited. We want to throw this to you as a public service announcement. It is my birthday. You all know I've been on Facebook counting down. So I'm down to 2 days. It's Saturday, the 29th. I will be a gorgeous, angelic 47 years old. This is my and the public service announcement is my cash app is cash app hashtag diminished. So you can send all the love offerings that you want to. I'm excited you know we know I'm Baptist, so we'll never have church at home.
What would be some of the ways to show them that you love them?
So Bishop, while Pastor Collins is getting ready, do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, you know, I thought when I was looking at that question, the Bible says, she has died in the grave, let me come to the grave.
That's right.
And that carries a twofold message to me. I feel that when you come to someone, first of all, as a Christian, to me, he needs to be saved. I think that when you show love carries, like you say, many needs.
But love, and I was my day, and I said, now, the love
of God
is a mother's sin. Number one, you're not going to find anybody pregnant.
That's right.
That's right. And that's what I was good on. I said, when you don't love a woman, now she's not going to be on the bed. So she's going to have to get in the bathroom. She's going to find that perfect whatever. But there's no certain thing as a perfect woman or a perfect man. So when God sends you someone, you got to realize that, first of all, they're human, and they're imperfect, they're not perfect. So you have to look for someone that you can share.
That's good. Now, I've been married almost 20 years, and I found out over these years that you got to accept her for who she really is. And that's what I've been doing.
Exactly. I agree totally with that. I love that scripture. When a man findeth a wife, he finds a good thing. I like that because I'm the wife, so you know the Lord said that. Yes, I love that. Pastor, you have anything to say on that?
Yes, I want to add to even what Bishop said.
Can y'all see me? We can see you and hear you.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay,
1 minute. So go on, Pastor.
I think, you know, how we can show your significant other, you know, how you feel about understanding. I understand, you know, Robbie even mentioned about all that getting, you know, get understanding. I think showing that you truly have to understand one another. You have to understand, you know, not just probably want to understand certain things, but you have to be understanding with each other as well as for each other. So I think understanding is a great way to show a person how, you know, how you're passionate about it and how you feel about it and how you're, you know, I'm open to helping. You know, it is often said it's a very, very, you know, powerful thing that needs to show a person in the world.
Right, understand it. Pastor Collins, are you there?
Yes. I'm here. Okay.
Okay, we can't hear you. Where you are, you're breaking up.
He got some problems too. She got some problems too. Person. And that's so that way you can hear me because I knew I was breaking up. So
okay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Make that statement again for me.
Nobody's perfect like the pastor said. If you get rid of one, you get another, he got some problems. That's one thing God taught me. He said, Doug, I'm going to have some problems too. But because nobody is perfect. No woman or no man is perfect.
That's right.
You know, and so we have to learn to put up with one another.
That's right.
Because we're in an imperfect world.
We are in an imperfect world with imperfect people. And compromise has to come from each other. I had to learn that in both of my marriages, that it wasn't just about Shannon, although I was an only child, and it had always been about Shannon.
Exactly.
But I had to learn that, and it took getting out of the first marriage to learn that mm-hmm. nobody's perfect. You're not going to find the perfect man because I was thinking, you know, I got married young. I was thinking that when I got in my 30s, why can't he be like this man over here or this professor I work with? Why can't he be that way? Why, you know, why can't he be like my dad? You know, and then as we got older and divorced, I saw the fullness of the man come into fruition. So, yeah, nobody's perfect. We're not going to find a find the perfect man. But in the marriage, in the relationship, what I do see, and this is what I cater to on my show, when you get married, you get complacent. You stop doing what you were doing to get you need a cute little nose and text messages of today. You stop buying flowers. You know, you stop doing all of those things. So I concentrate on telling folks you can't. You still got to show love. If it's just a little text message to say, darling, baby, I love you, it needs to be something tangible sometimes. It needs to be something tangible. But with y'all, I agree 100% with you all. Nobody's perfect. You have to compromise. And as Pastor said, there has to be some understanding. And I can remember my grandmother, Miss Ruby, I love her to death, Missa too. She used to say, baby, and you're married, sometimes you just got to go along and get along. Well, I wasn't hearing that. No, I ain't going to go along with that. You ain't been talking, you know. But I got older and I understood. They keep peace in your home. Sometimes you have to go along to get along. So I appreciate those answers, guys. I thank you so much. But if you had to say, and this is not to you, Bishop, this is to the ladies, Pastor and Pastor, what would be the gift that you want your husband to give you? You know, just, and it, you know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, because if it was something extravagant, we would probably say, oh, a brand new house. No, it doesn't have to be that. My love language, I will say, my love language is gift. My love language is gift. That's how you show me your affection. I call me materialistic, but you kind of said a little girl that had two Easter dresses and two baby dolls there. So my love language is gift. But that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a big gift. It can be a car. One little rose in it.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Dardell, what would you say?
Well, what I would say is with my husband is going along, like you mentioned earlier, we've been married almost 20 years. I love you now. I'm going to just say that. I do. And for my husband, he is with him and I, knowing each other for this period of time. When you first asked the question, my friend said that I don't want to bring him out here forever. What I mean by that, I don't want forever. You know, they warm my heart, I love them, but I want that forever love between him and myself. Because I, you know, because God is my love. I don't want that he, you know, that love is just, it keeps you. It just brings love is, it's so powerful. And it can bring so much. You know, it can go powerful. And when you share love and when you have love, I tell you, it can take the person and that you can imagine. So that's why I believe that where we got to this point, it becomes love, and I hope that love is just a pitch off for him.
Okay. Pastor Collins, what would your love language be?
My love language is gift also. I love gift, I guess. We women love gift. I love gift. But I also love, and when you talk about love, it's so many things under love. You know, I love, you know, faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love, my love language is provider. So, mm-hmm. it's so much all of things. You see?
Happy birthday,
Jonathan. Keep talking. I'm not sure, but keep talking. I'm sure that love.
Okay.
I do like gifts, however, gifts do deteriorate. So, but if you are provided, you know.
Okay.
Did you lose me?
For a minute, but I got you.
Okay, gifts are good, but they do deteriorate. Okay, but. You know, I like faithfulness and provision.
Mm-hmm.
And those are my love language. Yeah, I guess because I grew up in a working family. And
right.
I always saw my granddad provide. So my love is provision.
Okay.
Patience.
on. I think I know thank God. His love, like Bishop mentioned earlier, the Father, the Mother, and think about the love that God shows us everything, every single thing. Sometimes not even our best. Sometimes we not faithful to Him when He, amen, so faithful to us and His love. It's so big. We can't even put all out there. It's better than we can even imagine. His love. And that's why I love that. You know, when you ask the question, so God's going to I believe it 100%. 100%. Some people have had the debt. Some people have had failed relationships. And when they thought that all that, they thought that, well, no, once the love God was given that love, and He was sending that exact person that right thing. That was in some part, you know, sometimes you talk, it is, you know, it's in a language, that's not true. But you have that right thing. Someone that offends you and you will fit them and God loves you. You're patient and you're so kind. My business is talking about when I was and I'll say about when he was there. And when he, you know, he had several contracts, more than four. And I thought about when, as long as they, you know, it told you I was taking such back all this. And I thought about sometimes, you know, it wasn't always easy. But your love, amen, had to override some things you may have been doing. But that love will push you, the love that you have for that person, you didn't think about what you were going through anymore. You won't even worry about your sister and your love when you have this problem. Your love has been different. It's awesome. It's like a whale with the wind just grabs in the breeze. It's nothing. And you can have that thought about love. Bishop is not great. But love is great. And when you got perfect love, even though I'm not great. But that perfect love makes me see something different in hell. Because love, it will take what's imperfect. It will not be perfect. I say something that I don't have to say. But you know that I see a relationship. Oh, man, it's all right. I can sing to that song. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah. Yes,
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
You see, all of us, we talk about me, my right now, my last one. But look what God will do.
Yes.
Sometimes when you miss it the first time, when you miss it the second time, you don't see God doing it. Yes, sir. God is now in the body, and yet pop up again, God is now in the room, and God is now in the room.
Come on. Thank you. Right. Hallelujah. Come on. Jesus. Come on. All right.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. I hope our callers out there and on the internet, are you guys are having a good time, because I know I'm having a good time for my birthday. And I really have to say I am dating, but we just thought the jury's still out. So we're going to leave that right there. The jury's still out. But right now, everything is true. And I often say, you know, now everybody's dating online. And even when people approach me, you should be able to see what question, because I'm a member of Newberg, and I remember one question that came up was, is it a difference between the characteristics of a Christian woman that's in church and a non-Christian woman? Now, two people answered. First of all, the gentleman said, women are women at their fundamental core. There's no difference. So you got a lot of boobs.
You should be.
And then someone you got up and said, oh, yes, it's a difference in characteristics between a saved woman.
Come on. Yes.
And an unsaved woman.
Right.
A saved woman, I see it all the time. It's 6,000 members at New Birth. I see the difference in the dress attire.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The difference in, even if they wear a dress, how tight, how short.
Exactly.
And both of them are in church, but which one is the saved and which one is coming at the sleep or who's on the other? Okay, so yes, it's a difference. In my opinion, I'm going to let you all speak on this. It is a difference to me, because I changed. Before the Lord saved me in 1997, I didn't know that, I was not to go to church with my shoulders all out and all of this, going on and flopping and flipping everywhere. I was just going to church. But when the Lord saved me, I knew I needed to wear stockings. I knew I needed to wear slips. I knew you didn't need to see between nothing. My grandmother used to tell us, if you can see everything, what you going to get when you're married? You got to leave thoughts to that imagination.
Exactly.
So in my opinion, yes, this is just me, and I'm going to let you out. There is a difference. Pastor Collins.
There's a difference between a woman and a saved woman. You are correct, right? And it all, God is not, he doesn't look at our clothes first, baby. He looks at the intent of our heart.
Yeah.
He looks at the intent of our heart.
Yeah.
I mean, before I got saved, back in the 80s, hey, I did what I wanted to do, say what I wanted to do, went where I wanted to go. But when God saved me, that is a difference. And, and a lot of this aggression, running up your man's face and asking for his number. God, I was in a dress code before I got saved. Hey, you want my number? But God, after I got saved, God said, No. He is fine as a wife. Fine is a good wife. And I can't say what's coming along. He said he has found you. And God gave me that scenario. He said, let me tell you something. And I used to go to the club the other day. He said, okay. He said, you standing on the wall. The guy was standing on the wall. He said, y'all like I. He said, if he don't never come across that floor and say nothing to you, he said, he can't lead you.
Okay.
That's got to be the leader.
That's right.
Okay, we can lock our eyes and we can bat our eyes and we can do whatever we want to do. But you don't never approach me. You don't never say nothing to me. I got to approach you. Then what? And who remains? And gonna get married again. I asked her, why you mad? She said, because she's feminine. And I was like, okay, you've been some years ago. I said, okay, Lord, I gotta go look that up. What that mean? So we don't think women to be feminine anymore. Because of the man that asked out my home, the black man, and God began to teach me about that too. You know, it comes from slavery, and he said, and God began to talk to me about it. He said, a black man has been on attack for years. I said, and he gets it in his home. He said, he's been out there sleeping all day long, working with all the people. But when he comes home, he said, he wants some peace. He said, he don't want you saying this. You know, I don't need no man. I make more money than you. It don't matter how much money you make. God said, he still has. Still make no money. If he ain't got no job. He said, hey, I will take it from him. I don't need no man. That's what we're dealing with today. I don't need no man. I can make it by myself. I can be bad by myself. That's not God's will. That's not God's will. And God began to teach me that. Like I said, after my second divorce, I began to cry to the Lord, laying out on the subconscious. Lord, get God, wait a minute. And God began to talk to me about me. He began to talk to me about me. And he said, I don't want you to tell me everywhere you go. See, women, we have got to the place where we do not respect men. We don't want to be submissive to a man. We want to get all these educations, which is fine. But you still got to submit to that woman that man, because God made your name.
Yes.
But we want to be made. The women now, they want to be made. They want to take over. They want to be made. And I see that. And I said, men are quiet. They don't talk. God said, they want to watch. They want to show. They say that because they love you, but they don't like it. They don't like it.
Yes.
That's okay, God. God is preparing. He is preparing for me.
Them up, but they want to get in the line, and these are seducing
elaborate on that one. I think we do have time for one more question. It has
is love blind when it comes to showing love? Do we think that love is blind? And if that's, you know, the way it is that why people misread each other? Is love supposed to be blind? You know, we hear people say justice is blind, but we're finding out that no. So is love blind when it comes to showing love?
My thing is that all of the love is kind, not mine.
Okay.
I think that when you love, you got to see, especially when you have, now let me just tell you, there's three kinds of love. You have the filial type love, the love that you have for mother, and your father, and your friends, and mother have for the daughter, father have for the son.
Okay.
And then there is filial type love, romantic type love, a love that you want to spend with somebody instead of making mad. Love what I think instead of making you mad. Come on.
All right,
Bishop. But then heaven's a filial type love, agape type love. And how do you have that agape type love that will make us love when we don't want to know?
That's right.
You know, right. But it's a love that will look beyond our flesh and see that there may be something in a person that is hurt. Because a lot of times, what we do, we try to drag what happened to us with that first marriage into that second marriage and then into the next marriage.
He's
thinking, well, he's going to be just like this. You
now,
let it go.
Let it go.
You still looking in the past and try to get everybody the same person that hurt you when you're not opening your eyes and see that everybody's not the same.
That's right. Bring it over back.
It's not blind.
But we have not seen it. We have not, we have not, we have not.
a person, you know, not even say a person man, but we haven't seen it in our black community. Somebody that has stayed there 20, 30, 40, 50 years. My grandma was married 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she was married 50 years, you know, but that was her third move. I didn't know that's how I got grown. So I had to show her how to be a husband. You know what she told me? She said, fine. Tell God to send you somebody you can live with. She said, you can live with everybody.
That's right.
You all have been marvelous. I should have said let's do a 90 minutes. But I told God 60 minutes will be fine. If I get these preachers 90 minutes, I want to thank each one of you. I want to thank each one of you for coming in tonight, sharing with me on my celebratory show for my birthday this week. Closing remarks to you, Bishop.
Amen. Again, we want to thank you for inviting us to come on this show. We want to thank you for watching and you see them commenting on this show. They really enjoy it. We see it coming.
Okay.
And we're just excited for being on, and we hope to be able to come on again.
Oh, yes. And if not me, then you may even see a show, an invite from Doc to Lorenzo, my producer himself, because he runs 3 shows. So you may even see one from him, because he does sports. I have nothing to do with that. And he does other educational shows, because he's a retired principal, and he does a love show and a community show. So you all may even get invites from Doc. Last remark, Pastor Collins.
I just thank you for allowing me to come on here. Nikki, I've been knowing you all my life. And you
Amen.
Know, and I just want to leave this nugget with anybody that's watching, that God is a second chance, third, fourth chance, fifth chance. God gives us chances over and over and over again. I got married at 17, right out of high school. And I remember praying, and God said, I gave the husband 17. He doesn't know what to do with it. So God gives us chances over and over and over and over again. You know, and I said, oh, I have to repent. And I said, okay, God, when you get to another step. So we have to repent when we do wrong. You know, but he will give you a chance over and over and over. God said he's righteous and do it for him. He will not turn. You got a good heart and you repent. He said, you turn to me, I'll turn to you.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you. I thank everybody for tuning in. And remember that public service announcement. Dollar sign the ministry trends. It's my birthday. Thank you so much. Thank
we
you.
We love you, Nikki.
That will make my sense. I ought to get along again. Thank you.